Landlocked Kansas is not where you might expect to see a squadron of pelicans or a fling of sandpipers. But a couple times each year, we become home to thousands of migratory birds making the long journey north or south. As Lou Ann Stevens tells us on this month's Hidden Kansas, there's no better place for bird watching than the salt marshes at Quivira National Wildlife Refuge.
It's a windy, windy morning at Quivira, but that doesn't seem to bother the shorebirds gathered at the Little Salt Marsh. A flock of pelicans is hugging the far side, and there are other species in the air in smaller groups. It's the spring migration, and local birds are joined by thousands of fellow travelers coming from all points south.
The diversity of wildlife, of birds that come through this area, is mind-blowing.
That's Becky Tanner, who has written about Kansas for more than four decades. Becky knows and loves all things Kansas, but says that Quivira is her favorite place.
You will always see something when you come out here.
And there's a lot to see. The Quivira Wildlife Refuge, about 30 miles west of Hutchinson, is big, more than 22,000 acres, with two vast salt marshes, areas of prairie, and sand dunes.
It is one of those things you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't want to. But isn't this gorgeous?
It is, and the shallow, salty marshes, remnants of our geological past, are filled with food, attracting migratory birds from as far away as South America. Tiny ones in big groups away from the shore, others close to the road, until I get out of the car to try to get a picture. Of the approximately 350 species that pass through North America, about 340 will stop over at Quivira.
Just look at this. This is one of the largest salt marshes.
We've been driving for a while and just turned the corner. Stretching out ahead is the big salt marsh. Just in front of us, a car has stopped and a group of men are in the middle of the road.
Ooh, they're out of the car. So let's ask them what they're looking at.
It's a snake, a rattlesnake, sunning itself on the road.
It's the only rattlesnake that we have here. It's called a Massasauga.
The snake is sluggish in the cool weather, thankfully. And after everybody gets a photo, one of them coaxes it back into the grass. The group, all avid birders, has spotted 110 species so far. Becky asks them which one was her favorite.
It's good to see the kite, Wilson's phalarope. It's one of the most unique birds. Do you know that one?
I didn't, but Becky did. We didn't spot any Wilson's phalaropes, but there were plenty of others. Herons, egrets, hawks, vultures, ducks and geese, and red-winged blackbirds, which I could actually identify by the end of the morning. And other wildlife. Raccoons glaring at us from the grass, and groups of turtles crowded under logs. The best time to visit Quivira is in the fall, but Becky says it's a fascinating place no matter when you go.
One of the things I love about Quivira is it's so open out here. And even though you may occasionally run across people, still there are many times when you may come out here and the show is just for you, just for you alone.
For The Range, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Hidden Kansas explores intriguing spots across our state. You can see photos from Lou's trip to Quivira at kmuw.org.